Talkradio.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I don't think right-wing social engineering is any more desirable than left-wing social engineering. I don't think imposing radical change from the right or the left is a very good way for a free society to operate.
That's Newt Gingrich on Meet the Press over the weekend, and putting some distance between himself and Congressman Paul Ryan's proposed budget plan and the revamping of Medicaid. Less than a week after he officially entered the race, Newt is already stirring up controversy, though this time it's in his own party. That's where we get started. Here's the talk radio countdown, the review of what's going on, hot hits, if you will, in talk radio. More of what Newt Gingrich had to say about the Ryan plan.
We, between Medicare and Medicaid, we pay between $70 and $120 billion a year to crooks. And IBM has agreed to help solve it. American Express has agreed to help solve it. Visa has agreed to help solve it. You can't get anybody in this town to look at it. That's almost $1 trillion over a decade. So there are things you can do to improve Medicare.
But not what Paul Ryan is suggesting, which is completely changing Medicare.
I think that is too big a jump. I think what you want to have is a system where people voluntarily migrate to better outcomes, better solutions, better options, not one where you suddenly impose upon you. I'm against Obamacare, which is imposing radical change, and I would be against a conservative imposing radical change.
Host Raymond Arroyo talking about Gingrich's comments with Congressman Ryan, who says that with allies like that, who needs the left?
The National Journal reporting Medicare hospital insurance, the fund, will exhaust in 2024, 5 years sooner than expected. Social Security Trust Fund will expire in 2036, a year earlier than last projected. We're joined on the phone by Congressman Paul Ryan, the Wisconsin Republican and chairman of the House Budget Committee, and someone who has been very focused on this problem and attempting to make a difference. Congressman Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, I want to play this little bite. I'm sure you heard it all weekend or since yesterday.
I've heard it a few times this morning already.
Well, this is Newt Gingrich. I want to share this with the audience and get your reaction.
I don't think right-wing social engineering is any more desirable than left-wing social engineering. I don't think imposing radical change from the right or the left is a very good way for a free society to operate.
Now, this is just after he supported your plan a few weeks ago. What do you make of this criticism?
You know, I just been, like I said this morning, with allies like that, who needs the left?
Yeah.
Look, what's happening is Medicare is going broke. And we're saying if we put a plan like this in place, you don't have to change the benefits for anybody who's 55 and above. I mean, that's hardly radical. What's radical is the president's new law, which now he's doubling down on, saying he wants 15 people, unelected bureaucrats, he will appoint next year and put them in charge of Medicare, and they will decide how much to cut Medicare, what prices to control, what care to ration. We think that's radical. And so what we're simply saying is for people who are 54 and below, when they become Medicare eligible, let them choose. Give them freedom to choose among a list of guaranteed coverage options offered to them by Medicare. Medicare has lots of experience doing this. And cover, subsidize their care based upon who they are. More if they're poor and sick, less if they're wealthy. It's not a radical departure from what we've done. It's the same recommendation Bill Clinton's bipartisan commission to save Medicare recommended back in the late 90s. It's an idea that works just like the kind of system members of Congress and federal employees have. Medicare already does this in many ways with its prescription drug benefit, with its Medicare Advantage program. Seniors are used to having choices among supplemental insurance coverage plans offered through Medicare that are private plans that they can select from. What we're simply saying is don't give the power to a bureaucrat to ration care. Keep Medicare like it is for people in the near retirement and give the power for future Medicare beneficiaries so that they can make the choices on what best plan meets their needs. Hardly is that social engineering radical. What's radical is kicking the can down the road, not doing anything to fix this problem, and watching the whole system implode on itself, which the trustees just told us last week is coming sooner than we thought.
Coming up, Newt Gingrich responds, blaming the left for trying to turn Republicans against each other. And the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the Digital Doctor. Take me out to the ball game, but don't forget to bring your 4G device with you. The baseball season is in full swing, and 4G can truly enhance your game day experience. Whether you're a diehard baseball fan or a casual fan just looking for a distraction at the game, Sprint 4G and its apps can help. Here's Dave Moline for Sprint 4G.
4G is the perfect companion when you go to see your favorite baseball team play. But if you're lucky enough to play hooky from work to see a day game, make sure you use Sprint 4G's lightning-fast connection to real-time video chat with your friends and brag a little that you're hanging out in the sun at the ballpark. Show them what they're missing. And for those diehard baseball fans that just have to stay on top of scores from around the league, the Google Scoreboard app lets you scroll through updated scores and can even notify you when your favorite team scores a run.
To learn more, visit Sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, focusing on Newt Gingrich in this part of the program. Comments he made about Congressman Ryan's budget plan and the revamping of Medicaid. Host Michael Gallagher talked to Gingrich, who thinks this controversy is just the left trying to turn Republicans against one another.
There's a lot of blowback, Mr. Speaker, as you know, and people are angry and people are saying, what was he thinking? Why did he slam Paul Ryan? You know, and I had to believe that you did not anticipate, and of course you're confirming that, you didn't anticipate this kind of reaction to the comments you made on Meet the Press.
Well, first of all, I've never slammed Paul Ryan. Go back and read exactly what he said. I opened Meet the Press by praising Paul Ryan and endorsing his Medicaid block grant program and saying it's something they should consider putting on the debt ceiling because it would save $1 trillion. He then said, well, where are you in Medicare? And I said, well, I'd be very cautious about it. He said, well, would you vote for a Medicare plan if the country was opposed to it? Mm-hmm. Now, we just went through Obama doing that. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, I think we should be very careful about imposing things on the American people, whether you're a conservative or a liberal. And I used a phrase that may have been too dramatic, but it's one to worry about, which is right-wing social engineering versus left-wing social engineering. When we passed welfare reform, which is the most popular entitlement reform in modern history, and 2 out of 3 people went to work or went to school, so it was a big deal. 92% of the country favored it. We'd had a conversation. We'd listened to the American people. We'd modified the bill. We got it so it would work. And we had overwhelming popular support. Now, we just went through 2 years of Obama trying to ram something down our throat people didn't want. And my message to conservatives is be very careful and don't get into a habit of trying to ram things down people's throat. Now, Paul Ryan is a very smart man. He's a good friend of mine. I wrote an entire newsletter praising his budget. I think it's a courageous document. But I'm also going to say, out of a $39 trillion 10-year plan, friends can have two or three disagreements.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're in a phase here where if you're a conservative, you better expect gotcha press. And they took dramatically out of context what I said and tried to make it dramatically into a fight between Paul Ryan and me. I don't have a fight with Paul Ryan. We would approach Medicare differently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a fight.
Well, it's not,
I think that's part of the legislative process.
And that's not earth-shattering, although, you know, you mentioned the taking out of context from the mainstream media, but there are a lot of conservative publications and pundits saying the same thing. I mean, over at the National Review, Andrew Stiles writes that you tacked to the left.
I tacked to the American people. What I said was, I'm talking about the quote about Medicare.
Right.
Okay. I don't think you can take a program which affects every single American
mm-hmm.
and change it in a fundamental way without very strong popular support.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that the challenge for us as conservatives is to go out and offer a plan, listen to the American people, explain it, walk them through it, modify it as they tell us what they like and don't like, and recognize that in the end it's we the people, not we the ideologues on either side, and that we have to have some real respect for that basic core value.
From MSNBC, Tamron Hall, here with Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Maryland about Gingrich and his comments.
In the 2012 presidential race, it's getting even more interesting on the Republican side, with former Speaker Newt Gingrich slamming the GOP's plan to privatize Medicare.
I think that is too big a jump. I'm against Obamacare, which is imposing radical change, and I would be against a conservative imposing radical change.
Joining me now to talk about this, Congressman Chris Van Hollen, top Democrat on the House Budget Committee. How are you? Good to see
you.
Good
to be with you.
I was talking about with your colleague Steve Israel about this, and I'm wondering, Newt Gingrich backing away from Paul Ryan's plan, but also hitting the Democrats' plan, is he carving himself a place for independents to go?
Well, I don't agree with Newt Gingrich, excuse me, on many things, but he is absolutely right that the House Republican plan is a radical plan. Interestingly, he also said he was for the individual mandate when it came to health care reform. And, of course, the Affordable Care Act, the health care reform bill that we passed, is built on that notion that people need to take some responsibility for their health care. So it's interesting to watch him position himself until he comes up with a clear alternative.
So strategically, why do you think he said that?
Well, because I think he recognizes that the House Republican plan that ends the Medicare guarantee is a non-starter with the huge number of the American
people. Do you think there will be any changes to Medicare?
Well, there could be changes to Medicare. In fact, under the Affordable Care Act, which we passed last year, what we do is incentivize more doctors and hospitals to focus on the value of care rather than the volume of care. There are lots of things that will kick in over a period of time, which is one of the reasons why repealing health care reform would be such a bad
idea. But changes to actually the law that passed. You think there will be any changes?
To the health care reform law?
Yep.
Well, again, the law as it passed contains lots of provisions that will kick in the next couple of years to better incentivize doctors and hospitals and patients to focus more greatly on value of care. One of the reasons Medicare gets expensive is that there are incentives for doctors, for example, not to really care what happens to the patient once they're discharged. And because if they get readmitted to the hospital, they get the bill again under Medicare. So to the extent that you can better coordinate care under Medicare, you will reduce costs and improve quality.
Coming up, we shift the focus to Mike Huckabee and hear some of the reaction to his decision not to run for the presidency. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Big story. Food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we are talking about what talk radio, talk television are focusing on, including Mike Huckabee, who announced over the weekend that he will not run. Host Michael Patrick Shields talking to analyst Dan Pero, who wasn't surprised by Huckabee's decision at all.
Are you surprised Mike Huckabee decided not to run?
I would have been surprised had he run.
Really? Why? Yeah.
Running a campaign is one of the most arduous things you can ever do. He did it. He performed well. He came up way short. You said he was one of several in the polls that was showing, you know, particularly well, but he wasn't doing overwhelmingly well with anybody. He had a lucrative career. He has a lucrative career now with Fox News. And to see him walk away from that and enter into this fray again would have been a little bit like, you mentioned my old boss, Lamar Alexander, coming back and running a second time. Didn't do well. Mm-hmm. And I think that he would not have done well. I think it was a smart choice of his BS.
Really? So it's interesting, though, because if you look at the, I don't know if the polls matter at this stage, but if you look at the list of favorites, he was always in the top three.
He wasn't top one. And you run before, you ought to be the top one. And he was, depending on where you looked at, he was third, second. He was never first. And some of these polls, he was running a tight third with someone coming up out of fourth place. So, I mean, then to go back into Iowa, have to go through door to door, block by block, delegate by delegate, do it all over again, go raise the money, give up your income at Fox News to go do that. He made the right choice to be with his family and so he's doing it. In fact, he can have probably much more of an impact on the dialogue going on in the campaign there at Fox News than he could on the campaign trail.
You know, it sounds like such a daunting task, and I guess in this day and age it really is when you talk about knocking door to door, raising money, giving up your life essentially. And then Haley Barbour, the governor of Mississippi, when he decided not to run, made a point that, you know, you're going to spend 2 years running, and then if you're successful, you're going to spend 8 years, you know, presuming you get the reelect in the White House. You give up your life for a decade.
You do, and it takes a special person to do that, whether you like or don't like. For example, you know, Barack Obama or Bill Clinton or George Bush, and these were remarkable, steely men who went through all of that to serve their country, and great respect and admiration for doing that. And it's a tremendous. You give up so much when you run for president of the United States, you run for governor, or even if you run for a county commissioner, you give up a lot. You give up a lot of your personal self.
All right, here we have J.P. Pritchard, a radio host, Lana Hughes, also talking to analyst Chris Pagana and Jim McGrath about the impact Huckabee's decision not to run has on the entire race.
How does this change the race now as we wait for more people to get in?
Well, I think it opens it up a little bit, JP. It's a wide-open race with or without Huckabee. And now without Governor Huckabee as a presidential candidate on the Republican side, it's even more wide open. Obviously, you have to raise so much money. I mean, the discussion right now is that President Obama could raise $1 billion. Even if you take 30% off that, how can you go out and think that you can't be competitive unless you can raise $450 to $600 million? It's daunting. Huckabee was well thought of. The negative on him was that, well, he played good in the South, maybe not on the East. That wasn't necessarily true on some of his polling and other polling. It is wide, wide open, and it's even more wide open today than it was a few days ago.
Well, Jim, with Huckabee gone, where is his base, primarily the religious conservatives? Where are they going to go?
You know, Atlanta, as Chris said, it is wide open, and I expect to see his supporters kind of fan out to the rest of the field, barring the entry of some candidate that we haven't thought of. There aren't any rock stars really waiting in the wings, and I think the field is starting to gel as we're speaking this morning. And so I expect his supporters to go to folks like Tim Pawlenty, and I think he's the big winner out of this decision. Tim Pawlenty is going to be able to stand up at those debates, get more attention, and get more buzz going about his candidacy. So it's good news for him, for sure.
Coming up, Donald Trump is out. Ron Paul is in. We look at a few more of the Republican presidential candidates as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Attention, are you dodging IRS or state taxes?
The IRS threatened to seize my car, my boat, and my business. I didn't know where to turn, so my accountant recommended Power Tax Relief.
Thousands of law-abiding Americans have turned to Power Tax Relief. Honest people just like you, like the Myers family, who owed the IRS $40,000 from illness and family emergencies.
With Power Tax Relief, we paid only a portion of what we owed the IRS.
And they saved our house.
You can bet the IRS will have lawyers working on your case. Don't take a chance without your own legal help.
I was so worried I was going to lose my practice, but the team from Power Tax Relief, they got me a second chance.
Look, you have a limited window to negotiate with the IRS and settle your debt for less. This could be your last chance. Play it right with Power Tax Relief.
Owe over $10,000 in taxes? Settle with the IRS for less.
Get a free tax consultation now by calling 1-800-222-8089. Power Tax Relief, 800-222-8089. Call 800-222-8089.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Whoa, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again.
No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
World.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown. A couple of days after Huckabee announced that he would not run, Donald Trump said pretty much the same thing. CNN's Gloria Borger and Suzanne Malveau talked about the reaction to Trump's announcement.
In talking to some Republicans, I think it really isn't totally unexpected. There was a whole school of thought here that Donald Trump was doing this to raise his already high profile, to raise ratings for his television show, Celebrity Apprentice, on NBC. We know that they've just renewed that show. And that there were some who were also quite skeptical, Suzanne, that when it came time to providing his financial records, releasing all of those, as you have to do when you run for president, that would be problematic for him because, as you know as well as I, there's an awful lot of scrutiny that goes on when those financial forms are released. So, in effect, some Republicans say, you know, this was all about raising Donald Trump's profile. This really wasn't about the Republican Party's profile.
Gloria, I'm curious because, you know, I had a chance to interview with Trump and we went back and forth over the whole birther issue, the controversy there. And he had said, well, he'll release his financial records when the president releases the long-term birth certificate. So it kind of trumped him on that one, if you will. But how do you think he changed the debate? Did he change debate at all among the Republican Party or even in the main discussion about moving forward for 2012?
Well, you know, I think he did change the debate, and that was kind of the worry within the Republican Party, was the debate seemed to turn to the issues that were diversionary, if you will, and out of the mainstream, the question of the president's birth certificate. And talking to Republicans from other campaigns and Republicans in Congress, the worry was that he was making the Republican Party look out of the mainstream. What he was trying to do was show that he had a ready-made base. And he did have a ready-made base of support. The minute you raise that birth certificate issue, there are plenty of people out there who are willing to believe that the president wasn't born in the United States, even when presented with the proof. But the worry among Republicans is, look, he was diverting us from the issues we need to be talking about, which is jobs, the economy, gas prices. You know, those are all good issues for Republicans. And so they were worried that he had essentially hijacked the conversation away from a more legitimate conversation that could actually help them win the election.
Gloria, do you think there was any concern among Republicans that Trump might actually do well And if he did well,
sure,
that would be a big problem for them?
Sure. I mean, I think there was a concern. Look, he's a dynamic guy. He's a well-known guy. He was doing well in our polls, which are largely about name identification at this point. So he did have a ready-made base of support. And there is always a worry that he's going to take, you know, in a pretty large field, that he's going to take away support from some candidates who obviously would want it, from the Tea Party, for example. But I think in the end, people I spoke with always believed that while Donald Trump dipped his toe in the water here, that he would find out that the scrutiny was not the kind of scrutiny that he would really want or enjoy.
Here, Talk Host Dory Monson speaking about the reasons Trump decided not to run. They aren't really surprising.
Donald Trump announced he is not going to run for president of the United States of America. Trump said he's confident he could win, but he doesn't want to leave the private sector. He made the announcement just as NBC Today announces their fall schedule, and Celebrity Apprentice is going to be back. And you know what's so disappointing about this is Trump would have been the first person ever to be president of the United States after having been roasted by the Friars Club.
Donald say he wants to run for president and move on into the White House. Why not? It wouldn't be the first time you pushed a black family out of their home.
He would have been the first president in U.S. history to have been roasted by Snoop Dogg. And it just shows that America isn't nearly as ready for new ideas as we like to pretend we are. So Donald Trump released a statement. He said that he just is enjoying the private sector too much. He said, quote, "This decision does not come easily or without regret, especially when my potential candidacy continues to be validated by ranking at the top of the Republican contenders in polls across the country. I maintain the strong conviction that if I were to run, I would be able to win the primary and ultimately the general election. I've spent the past several months unofficially campaigning and recognized that running for public office cannot be done half-heartedly. Ultimately, however, business is my greatest passion, and I am not ready to leave the private sector." I'm guessing he never, ever, ever planned to run, that this was all building publicity for the Trump brand, and he did it brilliantly.
Coming up, we hear about what some of the other Republican candidates are up to. That's up next on the Countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, "I love you." Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." All over the world today, people are fighting for their freedom, to pursue their dreams, to live without oppression and tyranny, to protest openly for their beliefs. At the Washington Examiner, we know that freedom isn't free. That's why we celebrate freedom every day. Join us at WashingtonExaminer.com.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Andro Amplock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Live from Progressive. Next caller.
Hey, Flo, so what's up with the Snapshot discount?
It rewards your good driving habits, and it's our biggest discount ever.
Bigger than the Safe Driver discount?
Bigger.
Homeowners discount?
Bigger.
The Phenomenally Humongo discount?
If it existed, yeah.
Wow, that is big.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Maple Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Talk Radio Review in process. I'm Doug Steffen, and we continue the conversation about the Republican presidential list. Two of the biggest names are now off, Huckabee and Trump. Both say they won't run. Talk host Bill Meyer here with Fox News analyst John Stossel about the progress Ron Paul seems to be making.
And you're writing on Fox News the other day that Ron Paul and his libertarian agenda are getting respect. Okay, I'll agree they're getting respect. Do you think they're going to get votes this time around? I'd like to get your take on that.
I'm not good at predicting that. Bill O'Reilly bet me $10,000 that Ron Paul won't win a single delegate. I hope I win and he loses. O'Reilly, that is.
Sure.
But who knows? I don't see why everybody doesn't see that limited government is better than what the Democrats and Republicans foist upon us. But we libertarians tend to be lonely.
Yeah, I'll agree with you there. I'm very simpatico with your beliefs and your views and Ron Paul's view. And yet even I have to admit, you know, I look at the size of government, John. It has never been bigger in my lifetime, certainly not your lifetime. And what makes you think that people are finally seeing big government for the evil that it is?
Just the fact that Ron Paul gets more votes and wins at CPAC and gets a little more attention. Now there's a second libertarian, Gary Johnson, in the race. And the fact that on Fox News there are Andrew Napolitano and I and libertarians getting their own shows suggests there's more interest.
I'm glad to hear that, and I'm hoping that this portends a more freedom and liberty-minded movement in time here. It seems to me...
When I worked in Portland, Oregon, nobody had these ideas. I don't know if they had them in Medford, though. There's more instinct for those government bureaucrats should stay out of our lives.
Yeah, there's a little bit more of an independent streak down here in Southern Oregon, certainly, than in the northern part of the state. You know, Havana on the Willamette, as it were. But one of the problems I still think that even the conservative libertarian side, we're trying to figure out how would Ron Paul's ideas take us away? I mean, what is the transition like? I'll give you a classic example. You know, you go to a Tea Party kind of event, John, and then you'll see cut spending, but then you'll see another sign that says, but keep your hands off of my Social Security or keep your hands off my Medicare, things like that. And there is a bit of a disconnect there. Wouldn't you agree?
A huge disconnect, absolutely. And a lot of the Tea Party folks are clueless. Some are social conservatives, sort of an anti-liberty idea that government should police the bedroom or police other countries. So the Tea Party movement, I love it for being anti-big government, but it's not pro-liberty necessarily.
Talk show host Charlie Sykes talking about Mitch Daniels and whether people think he's too short.
What do you know about Mitch Daniels? You know that Mitch Daniels is the governor of Indiana. You know that he is a fiscal conservative, that he is, in some ways, he laid the groundwork for Governor Scott Walker. He, on his second day in office, he decertified most of the public employee unions. His popularity dropped down to the 30s. Now he is immensely popular because he's turned around Indiana's budget problems. He's also turned around Indiana's economy. Indiana is now in the top 10 in terms of business climate. He's also 5'7". He is 5'7". So the question that I want to throw out is, can a man who is 5'7" be elected president? Well, this is a silly question. Well, that's the question that I'm asking. Whether in modern American politics, someone who is 5'7" can get elected president. There are people who have said in the past, that you can never be elected president if you're a Roman Catholic, right, until John Kennedy. People said you could never get elected president if you're an African-American. They said that before Barack Obama. People have said you can't get elected president unless you're a Mormon. Well, they're probably still saying that. But given the fact that so much of American culture is based on looks, is based on things like that, is that going to be a factor? And yes, I understand it is a trivial question, but this is one of those moments where you acknowledge that it's not all about the substance. Now, there will be some dispute about whether he is 5'7 or whether he is 5'6. Maybe he's 5'6 with lifts, or maybe if his hair is a little bit poop. But here's a guy who is pretty ordinary looking, kind of balding, fit, slim, but you try to imagine that moment during the debate where Barack Obama walks across the stage, and Barack Obama, who is tall, broad-shouldered, imposing physically, walks across the stage and shakes the hand of somebody who comes up, to about his, tie knot? People have speculated about whether or not a woman could be elected president of the United States. I, by the way, don't think there's any question that a woman can be elected president. Of course she can be. But a short person.
On MSNBC, Henry Mitchell here with correspondent Michelle Cottle about the increasingly important role candidates' wives are starting to play even this early in the race.
The 2012 presidential race is off and running, and much of the early buzz isn't necessarily focused on the presidential contender. Sometimes it's centered on their wives. And, of course, the role of the political spouse is undergoing dramatic changes, and some of the would-be first ladies aren't exactly sure how they want to be seen. Michelle Cottle is a Washington reporter for The Daily Beast and Newsweek, and she writes this week's cover story, The Good Wife 2012. Michelle, it's a great cover story. It raises a lot of different issues. I guess let me ask the first question. Why does it matter who the wife is or what the wife does? Aren't people voting for the man, in this case, who's running for president?
Yes and no. On one level, yes. But on another level, when you're voting for president, you're kind of picking this great leader that people always want to know more about. And so one of the best ways that people look into their soul, so to speak, is they look to their families. The wives give everybody insight into kind of what they're going to be like and what kind of person they are. So everybody, as much as we'd like to say it doesn't matter about the family, it still does.
Right. You write in here about Jenny Sanford. You talked to, of course, she was the wife of the governor of South Carolina, who very publicly faced the scandal involving her husband, where he left her for another woman who he declared his true soulmate after Jenny Sanford worked so hard on all of his campaigns, was the quote-unquote perfect political spouse for so long. You write, Jenny Sanford said this, quote, "Everything you do is criticized. Your clothes are ugly. You're not doing enough. Your politics are questioned. It gets mean. I could not wait to get out of the job. The demands are significant, and they are endless." I think this story gained a lot of traction this week, in part because of the examination of Mitch Daniels' wife, Sherry Daniels, who after more than a decade of marriage, divorced her husband, left her four daughters at home, and went to California and married a doctor for 3 years, and then returned and married her husband. And then the news that Laura Bush had called her and given advice. So what's the advice that some of these political spouses are giving the others?
Oh, to be a fly on the wall for that conversation. I mean, one thing, you've got to have tough skin. You can't take it personally. You have to, all the political wives talk about how you want to set up some kind of zone of privacy, but it's just not going to happen on some level. And so you have to be really prepared for every kind of little invasion into every part of your life, and you have to kind of make sure you're ready. Now, Laura Bush was apparently talking about, kind of recommending it, saying, give it a try, it's not so bad, because the whole question with Governor Daniels, and this is one of the reasons we're interested, is apparently Sherry's reservations about this are the last hurdle to his getting into the race.
Coming up next, we turn our attention to the IMF chief who was arrested in a sex scandal in New York.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on talking on radio and television. Yes, the arrest of International Monetary Fund Chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn on a sexual assault charge. CNN's Ali Velshi and Christine Romans talked to legal analyst Sonny Hostin about the arrest of the chief of the IMF and how the legal process will play out.
It's important to understand how the legal process might play out with such a high-profile suspect.
Joining us now to sort through it all, the legal contributor for In Session on our sister network, True TV, and former federal prosecutor, Sonny Hostin. Sonny, Strauss-Kahn has apparently agreed to forensic testing. What will that tell investigators? What's important about this?
Well, it probably means he agreed to provide a blood sample for DNA testing. I think what's going to be really important, though, is the forensic part. That means he's probably also agreed for photographs to be taken of his body to show possible injuries that are consistent with the victim's statement.
Right.
And that's something in this sort of he said, she said type of case, which it's very, very important.
All right. Again, that issue of diplomacy versus not.
Yeah.
Technically, the head of the IMF isn't a diplomat. He's not a U.S. citizen.
That's right.
So what kind of treatment does he get as an accused?
He gets treated like everyone else without diplomatic immunity. It's sort of like the Amanda Knox case. When you go to another country, you submit yourself to the laws of that country.
Right.
And so that's why you're seeing him on television sort of doing the perp walk.
Right.
He's doing everything that would be done to any other defendant.
He denies the charges. What are prosecutors going to try to do next? And what is his potential defense in a case like this?
Well, his attorneys, and he's lawyered up. He's hired Benjamin Brofman, who, you know.
He's a very well-known
defense attorney. He represented PlaxoSmithKline. He represented P. Diddy. So he's lawyered up. I think what's going to happen here is that the prosecution obviously thinks this victim is credible. He would not have been yanked, put it frankly, off of an airplane by the Port Authority police officers had they not found this victim credible. She's now pointed him out in a lineup. I think it's going to be business as usual. I called the DA's office yesterday, last evening, and they said they're not going to make any comment right now because the arraignment is pending. But he probably will be arraigned, even though I think there's a bit of fancy lawyering going on because of this forensic examination. He's obviously saying, I didn't do this, and he's now submitted to this forensic examination.
Do you think he's a flight risk? Is that going to be something they discuss in the bail negotiation?
There is no question he's a flight risk because, again, he got yanked off of this airplane. And so I think possibly his passport, if it hasn't been yanked, it's going to be yanked, and he's going to have to post a very, very high bail.
Is there a put yourself on the other side? Is there a logical defense that he can offer?
Absolutely. It's he said, she said. What if he says, yeah, if there was a sexual encounter, but it was consensual.
Right.
And I think that's why the forensic part is so interesting. Also, let's say he has some sort of different physical characteristics that are unique. Those photographs will show that, and that may be consistent with her statement. And that's why the government wanted that. They want to prove up what the victim is saying.
If you're a prosecutor, do you try to play the power and privilege kind of hand on this? I mean, is that what you try to play to a New York, to hear in I guess it's state court, right?
But I don't think so, because yes, he's the head of the IMF. Did she know this? I mean, he's not sort of this high profile person that you see on television all the time, and so I don't know that will work.
Fox News, Martha McCallum talking to Julie Banderas about the possibility that the arrest of the IMF chief was a setup, since he was about to launch his political campaign to run against Sarkozy in France.
So Strauss-Kahn accused of trying to rape a hotel maid in New York City. And now there are reports suggesting that all of this might be, according to some in places, a political setup to smear Strauss-Kahn and his campaign for France's next president. He was launching a sort of formidable opposition there to Nicolas Sarkozy. Julie Banderas has more on this for us outside Manhattan's criminal court. Julie.
Yeah, what a shocking ruling, really, by this judge here at Manhattan Criminal Court, remanded without bail. A somber and tired-looking gentleman basically sitting in court, assuming that he was going to be let out on millions of dollars bail, now will sit in court until his next court date. That, according to the judge, his next court date, by the way, set for May 20th. Prosecutors came in with a lot of damning evidence. First of all, they did say that the hospital records did indicate and prove the maid's story that she was indeed sexually assaulted. She is accused, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, of sexually assaulting her, attempting to rape her, and forcing her to perform a sex act. This all going down in a Times Square luxury hotel, the Sofitel in Times Square, where he spent $3,000 a night at his suite. Prosecutors had asked the judge to hold Strauss-Kahn without bail, though, after detailing the alleged sexual conduct and inciting the hospital that they confirmed the examination on the maid story. They suggested that setting bail could actually end this case up like the Roman Polanski case. And Strauss-Kahn's attorney rebutted, saying that their client wanted to clear his name, he would not be a flight risk, and they were actually willing to post a $1 million bail. Instead, though, the man next in line to be president of France will sit in jail. Last night, Strauss-Kahn did submit to a forensic medical examination for evidence which could actually incriminate him in the charges, which include attempted rape, unlawful imprisonment, and criminal sex act. If he is found guilty, he faces up to 20 years in prison after this alleged assault.
Find out more about all the items on the countdown. Please visit the Talk Radio Countdown Show section prominently on the homepage at DougStephan, STEPHAN.com.